Could these massive reservoirs of methane, he now wondered, be the source of the carbon-12 found in Permian rocks? And if it was, how did it get there? Dickens started to investigate. Naturally occurring frozen methane is unstable and difficult to extract, so samples were artificially created in a lab.
The big question is try to get methane from deep down in the ocean up to the atmosphere.
He put blocks of the man-made methane into warmed water. The results were spectacular.
So it's dissociating deep down.
Dickens found that even small pieces of frozen methane released enormous quantities of gas rich in carbon-12. The experiment supported what he'd suspected. The increase in carbon-12 could be the fingerprint of a massive methane release. He found something else as well. It would only take a small increase in water temperatures to melt the methane and release the carbon.